You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Five people are vying to become the next mayor of the city of Meridian. Mayor Tammy DeVeard has been leading that city since 2004. She has served four terms as mayor, but she is not seeking re-election. She plans to retire when her term is up. So come November 5th, after 15 years with the same leader, someone else will be taking the reins of the fastest growing city in the state of Idaho. Don Day with Boise Dev is joining us in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon.
So there are five candidates, and I want to quickly go down the list of and have you tell us a little bit about each of the candidates and what they currently do. So why don't we start with Ann Little Roberts?
Yeah, so Ann Little Roberts, a current city council member in the city of Meridian. She also, people may remember, was on the Meridian Chamber of Commerce and was swept out of that job and was not happy about it. When Mayor DeVeard decided not to run again and announced it at the State of the City, Ann Little Roberts was actually the first one to jump in and say, I'm going to run. And so she's I think, differed from Mayor Tammy in a few ways, but has been relatively well aligned in Meridian. So that's Ann Little Roberts.
And then next we have Joe Palmer.
Joe Palmer is a current state legislator who represents the city of Meridian. His son, Ty Palmer, is currently on the council and is not running again. So he's got some interesting factors because of his representation of the area at the state level. He's looking to come down to the local level and represent the citizens of Meridian.
Okay, and then Sean Wardle.
Yeah, Sean Wardle is a local developer. We put together a Boise Dev candidate survey and asked a set of 12 similar questions to all the candidates in Boise and Meridian. We only had three candidates not respond to that survey, and Sean Wardle was one of those. So I don't have as much information as I certainly would like on that candidate, but there is information out there, and he did answer some other outlets' questions.
And then there's Robert Simison.
Yeah, Robert Simison is the person that Mayor Tammy, as people like to call her, has sort of indicated as her heir apparent. He is the current chief of staff for the city of Meridian and has worked with the mayor there for quite a while. So we'll see how that goes for him going from the staff side to potentially the elected leader side.
Because he's been in that with Mayor Tammy in the city of Meridian, I believe, for more than a decade.
Oh, I think a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the last candidate, Gina Johnson.
Yeah, Gina Johnson is a political newcomer. She is getting her associate's degree. She served on the NAMPA, I believe the NAMPA mayor's team council, and she is, you know, I think in this current era, we have a lot of younger folks running for office, and she is one of those.
So I do want to now talk a little bit about this survey that you sent out to Boise mayors and mayor candidates, as well as Meridian mayor candidates.
Yep.
So let's talk about the Meridian mayoral candidates, about their takes on where the city is headed, because as I mentioned, Meridian is now the fastest growing city in the state.
Yeah, and so I've called this whole election year the growth vote, because I think that these municipal elections hang pretty much on what people want to see in their communities going forward. We're hearing the increasing complaints in both Boise, Meridian, and the other cities about transportation, about growth, about overcrowding of schools, and lots of things in that area. So I asked questions that really centered mostly around that, and the candidates, I was struck, the four candidates who participated all answered very similarly. They feel that the current mayor's direction is good and they want to continue that. There are some little differences. I thought it was interesting in the survey, Joe Palmer really talked a lot about transportation, mentioned that he's the chair of the transportation committee in the legislature. But Ann Little Roberts talked about how she's got a good working relationship with ACHD and with ITD. You read this and you think, boy, everybody's talking about roads and it's talking about infrastructure and talking about how we're going to grow going forward. The Ada County area is largely made up of former farm roads. And Meridian, as anybody who's been out there knows, is largely former farms. And so you have these two-lane roads that are servicing large tracts of houses. Used to be square-mile farms, and now they're loaded with lots and lots of homes. And people are a little frustrated because you're seeing a growth pattern that is largely centered on these mainline roads, Eagle, 10 Mile, And because you have these big square blocks, mm-hmm. it's creating some problems. You've got Chin Boulevard, which the Idaho Transportation Department hopes to widen to 6 lanes all the way from Eagle Road to I-84 at some point. It's 2 lanes now. I don't live out in that part of the area, but I do travel out there quite a bit on stories. And I was on Chinon the other day, and I'm just like, wow, this is only 2 lanes.
Yeah, that's interesting because, I mean, now I'm thinking about it, and it is. It's 2 lanes each way.
Yeah. It's 1 lane each way for a big stretch of it.
Oh, for a big part of it. Yeah, that's true.
And
it's a
major arterial. What's striking is it's very different than the conversation in Boise, which is largely around density. It's largely around things like bike lanes and mm-hmm. walkability. That's really not the conversation in Meridian right now. It's how do we more efficiently move vehicles.
Okay, so let's talk about this then, because when I was reading up on your article and then some other articles that the Idaho Statesman put out on each of the mayoral candidates, there is this idea of we look at housing and we look at cost of housing, and then this idea of, okay, density versus urban sprawl. And in Meridian, I'm curious to know what you found out from these candidates about where they stand on, should we traditionally, you know, stay to that more single family kind of housing, which then, you know, adds to sprawl, or has density even played a part in the conversation?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You see just such a... Well, I'm just going to say, I look at Boise and Meridian as one large city now, personally. And that's where
they run into each other.
That's where I look at things editorially, right? It's an invisible dividing line. But you have very different policies. And that's just what the electorate has chosen. Most of the candidates in Meridian are right of center, and most of the candidates in Boise are left of center. It's kind of an interesting dichotomy, right? Housing, I think, is big for everybody. Meridian has seen a boom in apartments in the last few years. In fact, one of the candidates on the city council, or one of the elected members of the city council who's not running again, I was working on a story listening to a transcript, and this person, who I won't name because it doesn't matter, just was like, more apartments. And I think that that's kind of what you're seeing here is, where does Meridian go? Is it a highly dense place with lots of apartment complexes, or do we continue to see lots of single-family homes? And the candidates really, I think, talked about wanting to see a variety of housing choices. That's what Ann Little Roberts said. Robert Simpson also said he's looking for a mix. So I think that that's going to be a big thing going forward. Whereas everybody talks about transportation is driven by land use. And right now in Meridian, the land use traditionally has been lots of single-family homes. I wrote last week about a new development that is a large lot type of development, meaning, you know, these are half-acre home mm-hmm. sites. You wouldn't see that in Boise. They would never approve that. And there are some in the city of Boise, but they're in many cases getting chopped up. So you just have a real interesting thing. Last week, 2 weeks ago, there was a developer who wanted to build some single-family homes and apartments, and they had to appear before the Boise City Council because they wanted out of Boise and they wanted to go to Meridian. And there were a number of tactical reasons for that, sewer and some other things. But overall, the city of Meridian is a little bit more lax on a lot of its development policies, and its impact fees are generally lower. So you've got these just really interesting dynamics. And the citizens of Meridian have a big choice to make for Meridian, but it's interesting because everybody's basically saying, yep, hey, we like the direction, we like what Mayor Tammy has done, and I want to continue that and further that and make it better.
So then let's talk about redevelopment of downtown Meridian, because this has been in the conversation for quite a while, and if you've spent any time in Meridian, the downtown, I mean, it's quaint, but it is not how you would think of a large city. You know that identity. So where do the candidates stand on that?
So I think this is interesting, and this is one place where you actually did see a little bit of difference. Well, Ann Little Roberts and Robert Simpson both support those efforts, which is somewhat unsurprising. Joe Palmer said, Meridian is not Boise. We have a unique community spread across almost 30 square miles with wonderful, distinct communities. And he goes on to talk about how, you know, we have to be careful not to increase taxes to build up downtown at the expense of others. And it's kind of a little stab at Boise, I think, too. You know, the urban renewal in Boise changes the tax burden to people who don't live downtown to help support some of those things. And so where that goes and how Meridian's downtown is redeveloped is really interesting, with the railroad track there and with some interesting street patterns, and Meridian owning some lands and already at work on some redevelopment. That's going to be, I think, a big change if Joe Palmer wins versus Robert Simonson. Okay. But it's one of the few areas where you can see a big difference of opinion.
And you know what's interesting is you think about Meridian, and you would almost say that the Villages feels almost more like a downtown vibe, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you go to the Village at Meridian, they have that large park, Julius Kleiner Park there, the kind of what I call the noodle bowl, the area with all the restaurants and the theater. Is designed like a downtown, with offices above, with retail below. There's some new housing focused at senior apartments that's being built nearby. The Village is talking about an expansion in the future. And what's interesting about the Village at Meridian is that intersection, Fairview and Eagle, is and has been for the last several years the busiest intersection in the state of Idaho. And if you go and you stand in the middle of that intersection, which I would not advise.
Ever.
And you look around, you can look on one corner and you see the Market Street, the Albertsons, and the Walmart in there. You can see the Village at Meridian on the other side. You can see the Krispy Kreme. And then you look to this one corner and there's this
still
huge
an open, field.
Open land, right? That piece of open land is owned by the Kleiner family, and they don't have, as far as my latest reporting says, any plans to develop it yet. But there's a huge piece of former farmland there that will probably be developed in the future. So that is a symbol of Meridian. And you look at what's happening, you've got big development anchored by Winco, big development anchored by Shopko. You've got probably future development at Fairview and Eagle. And downtown is a small piece. All the focus, all the oxygen in Boise, right, is a kind of about downtown. Mm-hmm. In Meridian, I don't know that that's always where the focus is, because the opportunity is elsewhere. It's a big sprawling, I don't mean that in a pejorative way. It's a big city that covers a lot of square miles and will probably continue to get bigger.
And Election Day, November 5th. Any interesting things that stood out to you that maybe did not get into your piece?
They didn't. There isn't. But here, I will say, so one question that I asked all the candidates is to describe their city in an emoji. And unfortunately,
it's a
radio.
Did they all know what emoji was?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a couple of curious answers in Meridian, but even though you can't see these, I will tell you what the emojis are, and you can look it up on Boise Dev. For Robert Simonson, it was a picture of family. For Ann Little Roberts, it was a smiley face with a thumbs up. For Joe Palmer, it was the same picture of a family, so you can even see when they're picking emojis that there's some similarities. And then Gina Johnson kind of did the, I don't know how to describe this, but the sort of the skeptical face where you put your finger on your chin
and kind of look back.
So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing, and it was interesting across all the candidates to see how they would describe their town in an emoji. And you can go look at those at boisedev.com and see for the city council races, too, how people chose.
I want to thank you for coming in today. We've been talking with Don Day with Boise Dev about the upcoming Meridian mayoral race. Remember, Election Day is Tuesday, November 5th. And we should note, Don got married recently.
Oh,
so congrats on that.
Shout out to my now wife, as we were just saying. It's weird to say Kara. It was a beautiful day.
Congratulations
to you
and Kara. Up next, we will be looking at the politics of guns changing. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.